When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
This episode is powered by Poddex. Poddex are unique interview questions and episode-starting prompts in the palm of your hand. So whether you're a new podcaster or existing broadcaster looking to grow your audience and have more meaningful conversations, you're going to want to check out Poddex. Now, if you want to get 10% off your order right now, you can go to poddex.com and type in coupon code. What's the code?
Larry21.
Yes, that's the code. Check out poddex.com. Take your podcast to the next level.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. We dive into stories of true crime, from unsolved cold cases to historic kidnapping to gangsters and beyond. We are your source for true crime. We thank you for listening.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. I am your host, Larry Leese. Today, on a Cold Case Friday, we dive into the mysterious disappearance and unsolved case of Tara Calico, a 19-year-old girl who went missing on September 20th, 1988. But first, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Poddex, for sponsoring this episode. You can check them out today at poddex.com. Use the promo code Larry21 for 10% off your order. Poddex are the hottest new tool for podcasters looking to have more meaningful conversations or gamify their podcast. Simply shuffle up, ask a question, and let the content roll. Get yours today at poddex.com and use that code Larry21 for 10% off your order. And now let's dive right into today's story. 34 years ago, a 19-year-old girl named Tara Calico left her Berlin home and took a bike ride along Highway 47 in Valencia County. She was never heard from again, and after years of searching, was declared a victim of homicide. There have been several magazine articles, podcasts, news stories about her case, and multiple law enforcement agencies are still looking for answers to her disappearance. In the early hours of the morning of September 20, 1988, Tara embarked on a 36-mile bike ride from her home in Belen, New Mexico. She took a route along New Mexico State Road 47. According to her mother, Patty, that morning with her daughter had been nothing but typical. Tara had left just before 9:30 a.m. and requested Patty to pick her up if she was not back by midday. Patty waited until 12 p.m. before deciding to go look for her daughter. She searched up and down the route along Highway 47. That she knew Tara took almost daily, but could not find her. She grew worried and contacted the Valencia County Sheriff's Department to report her daughter missing. Investigators combed the area thoroughly for the next few weeks in search of the missing 19-year-old. Both local and state police, along with hundreds of volunteers, formed search parties that searched the area on foot, cars, and planes. However, they were unable to find anything more than fragments of Tara's Sony Walkman and skid marks from her bike. Tara's father, John Dole, believed that these skid marks may have been the sign of a struggle. Even though news of Tara's disappearance spread far and wide, no eyewitnesses to an abduction came forward. A few days later, however, a few people reported that they had seen the girl riding home at approximately 11:45 a.m. They said that she had her headphones over her ears and also recalled seeing a pickup truck following her. This was the extent of the information that investigators had for the first 9 months into the disappearance. Almost a year after Tara's disappearance, there was a major development in the case. A woman from Port St. Joe, Florida, came across a Polaroid photo in the parking lot of a supermarket. photographed were a young boy and woman, both of whom were bound by ropes and had duct tape covering their mouths. The children seemed to be positioned on the floor of the back of a van. When the woman turned in the gruesome phone to the police, she also informed them that she had spotted a windowless Toyota cargo van in the same parking lot where she had found the photo. She described the man driving the van as someone who appeared to be in his 30s and had a mustache. Officers who received the information immediately blocked the roads in the area, but their efforts may have been too late. No such vehicle was found. Additionally, they were able to determine that the photo that had been found had to be taken after May 1989, because that kind of film had not been available before then. The picture was displayed on an episode of A Current Affair for the public to see. Many friends who watched the episode noticed similarities between the photographed girl and Tara, and they contacted the family to inform them about it. Relatives of another family that had lost a 9-year-old boy named Michael Henley also received news about the similarities the boy in the photo bore to their son. When both families received news of the picture, they met with investigators to further examine it. Tara and Michael's mothers were confident that it was their children in the photo. Tara's family had Scotland Yard analyze the photo to confirm their suspicions, and the results determined that they were right. However, Los Alamos National Laboratory concluded that they were mistaken. Even the results from the FBI analysis were inconclusive. Before we continue our story, please subscribe to the podcast on Good Pods. Leave us a review on Spotify, Good Pods, iTunes, everywhere you get your podcast from. But let's continue. A year after the photo was discovered, the deceased body of young Michael Henley was discovered in the Zuni Mountains, close to the campsite where he was reported to have disappeared. Many people began to believe that it was likely that the boy in the picture was not Michael, and that he, Henley, had actually died from hypothermia. Tara, however, was still nowhere to be found, and her case went cold. In 2008, Valencia County Sheriff Rene Rivera claimed to have been informed that on the day of Tara's disappearance, two teens, who likely knew Tara, had been following Tara and accidentally bumped into her bike while she was riding it. The sheriff said that he believed that they panicked, picked her up, and disposed of her. He said, quote, "We do have a case put together. We want to make sure that this is a concrete case to where we'll be able to effectively do our jobs. We're just waiting to get a little more evidence, her bike, her clothing, or Tara herself." Patty, Tara's mother, died in 2006. So she never learned of these developments. But John was skeptical of Rivera's statements. Rivera, however, stuck with his story and went even far as claiming that the teenage boys' families were likely involved in covering up their boys' crime. However, there have been some recent developments as of 2013. In 2013, Tara's case was reopened and a task force was assigned to it. The force consisted of agents from the New Mexico State Police Department, Homeland Security, the Valencia County Sheriff's Office, the Bernalillo County Sheriff's Office, and the Albuquerque Police Department. In the same year, a man named Lawrence Romero Jr., while on his deathbed, allegedly confessed to the murder of Tara Calico to his neighbor Henry Brown. Brown informed authorities that Romero Jr. had casually talked about murdering the young girl on the same day that she had gone missing. Apparently, Brown had been in Romero's basement one day when he noticed a body wrapped in a blue tarp buried in a clumsily dug grave. Brown told police that Romero had talked about accidentally hitting Tara's bike with his truck while trying to get her attention, abducting her, taking her to a grave pit, and raping her right before killing her. Despite these accusations, no body was ever found, and therefore, no charges could be filed against Romero or his friends who had allegedly been accomplices to the crime. A year later, in 2019, the FBI offered a $20,000 reward for any information on her disappearance and whereabouts. They also released age progression photos to the public to help them identify Tara if she was still alive. Her father and brother, however, believe that is highly unlikely, but still hope that one day they will have more information on who was responsible for the tragedy. Let us know on Twitter at TrueCrimeNS your thoughts on this case. Do you believe she's still alive, or is she dead? Do you believe it was murder, or was it an accident that the family tried to cover up? As always, if you want to support the podcast, you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS. Your support helps the channel grow. We can hire new writers, new hosts for the show, upgrade our equipment, But as always, thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
You have been listening to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Thank you for listening. You can follow us on Facebook at True Crime Never Sleeps podcast and on Twitter at True Crime NS. And follow us on Instagram at True Crime Never Sleeps. Thanks for watching. If you want to support the show, buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNN or become a patron at patreon.com/truecrimeneversleeps.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.